刚刚负责音响的姊妹告诉我，你要大声唱诗歌。
The sister for the audio reminded me to speak louder.
他说你可以练练嗓子。
So you need to train the voice.
我不知道你们是咳嗽，是练嗓子之后，还是？
I don't know whether you're coughing is training or not. The peace of the Lord.
在主里平安。
Peace in Lord.
我们再读一处圣经。
We'll read some more verses.
在使徒行传第二十六章。
We'll read Acts chapter 6, chapter 26.
这是保罗写罗马书的保罗他自己的经历。
This is the experience by Paul who wrote the Romans.
二十六章第十二节。
At chapter 26, verse 22.
到第十八节。
From 12 to 18, verse 12 to 18.
读中文的跟我一起读，读英文的跟跟我们弟兄一起读啊。第十二节开始。
Verse 12 to 18, chapter 26.
他说那个时候我领了祭司长的命和命令往大马士去。他说王啊，我在路上向午的时候看见从天发光，比日头还亮。四面照着我并与我同行的人，我们都伏倒在地，我就听见有声音用希伯来话向我说，撒罗撒罗，你用脚踢刺是难的。我说主啊，你是谁？主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。你起来站着，我特意要向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手，我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权相归向神。又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
We'll read English.Chapter 26, verse 12 to 18. Let's read together. On one of these journeys, I was going to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priest. About noon, O king, as I was on the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, blazing around me and my companions. We all fell to the ground, and I heard a voice,saying to me in Aramaic, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It's hard for you to kick against goats. Then I asked, Who are you, Lord? I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. The Lord replied, Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen of me.And what I will show you, I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I'm sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
我们再一点祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，你要万人得救，不愿一个人沉沦。
Dear Lord, you want all the people to be saved, no one to be doomed.
你要开我们的心眼，叫我们能够眼睛得开，叫我们能够认识你。
You open our eyes in our heart that we can know you.
因为你要叫我们知道我们的罪是如何得上赦免的。
And Let us know how our sins are forgiven.
如何在你面前被你称义。
How we are justified in the presence of you.
如何成为圣洁。
How we can be sanctified.
还有跟一同成为圣洁的人同得基业。
That we can be co-heir with those who are sanctified.
主啊，今天我们在你面前，愿你这个心意心满意足。
Today, in your presence, we want your will be satisfied.
求你向我们说话。
May you speak to us.
你的话是生命，是灵。
Your words is the spirit and the life.
愿你的话好种能够落在好土里面。
May your words be like good seeds on the good soil.
让它能够生长。
May it be grow.
让它能够结果。
May it be fruitful.
能够归荣耀给你。
And may your name be glorified.
我们祷告祈求是奉耶稣基督的名。
In your name we pray.
Amen. 有一个人的名字叫做扫罗。
There is a person named Saul.
扫罗的意思就是求问的意思。
And the meaning of Saul is to ask, inquire.
他后来他的名字叫做保罗。
Later his name is Paul.
保罗就是小的意思。
And Paul means little.
扫罗就是保罗。
Saul is Paul.
当他起初的时候，他热心的服侍神。
Previously, he was zealously served the Lord.
从他跟我们所说的话里面。
From the word he spoke to us.
他说我热心服侍，但是不是按照真知识。
He said.Is zealous to serve, but not according to the true knowledge.
他是知道神对人有要求的。
He know God has a requirement to people.
因为神对人有设定律法。
Because the law has set the law for the people.
他就按照律法强调自己去按照律法来行事。
And he act according to the law.
他不知道基督已经成全了律法。
He didn't know Jesus has fulfilled the law.
所以事后他往后看他自己的经历的时候，
Afterward, when he looked back and think about his experience,
他说到以色列人，
He talked about Israelite.
他是以色列人。
He said he was an Israelite.
他说他们有热心
they have zeal
但是没有真知识
but they have no true knowledge
他是指着神基督已经完成了成就了律法的要求
he means Jesus has fulfilled the requirement of the law
他原先希望自己能够守住这一个律法的要求到将来在神的审判的前面能够被神称为义
at the beginning he thought he could keep all the law that he can be justified in the future when he saw the law
从他事后所说的在罗马书告诉我们的话里
but from the word in Romans
他说以色列人不相信这个旧法怎么这么简单
He said the Israelites did not believe that this salvation is so simple
他说这个道离你们不远
He said the word was not far away from you
就在你的口里在你的心里
It's in your mouth and in your heart
你只要口里认他是主
If you confess he is the Lord
然后心里信他是神叫他从死里复活
and you believe the God raised him from the dead in your heart
你就会得到这个救赎的恩典
and you receive this salvation
这么简单
that simple
太简单了
it's too simple
他就没有去拿
and then many didn't receive it
他知道神的话
He knew the word of the law.
你从罗马书里面看到他引用许许多多神在旧约里面所说的话。
From Romans, you can see Paul cite many Old Testament.
神就旧约里面, 借着先知, 多次多方来告诉他们,
in the Old Testament, God sent many prophets and in many ways to tell them the God's scripture.
他事后才想起来, 以赛亚先知曾经说, 主啊, 我们所传的有谁信呢?
Later, he remembered the prophet Isaiah said, what we preach, who will believe?
他自己没信,
he didn't believe.
同时以赛亚人对专门对以色列人说了一句话,
also Isaiah said especially to the Israelites,
他说我整天伸手招呼那个悖逆顶撞的百姓,
all days I raise my hand to call for these peoples, Israelites.
这些人顶撞,
these people are against the law and they didn't obey.
他发现神其实早就向他说话,
he discovered that the God already spoke to him long time ago.
他不信神的话,
but he didn't believe God's word.
他自己犯罪,
he sinned,
他发现到他原来是一个不顺服的人,
he discovered himself it is one that was disobedient.
在这里有一个转机,
but there is a turning point.
就是当他热心服侍的时候, 拿着祭司大祭司的手令要去捉拿神的百姓的时候,
that is when he was served zealously, he got a command from the high priest to persecute the Christians.
他告诉我们,
he said,
大中午的时候,
at noon,
他正在往大马色的路上要去捉拿这件事的时候,
on the way to Damascus, he was trying to seize these people.
有比正午还要大的大光, 照在他身上,
there was a great light, even brighter than the sun on the at noon.
不仅这样,
not only this,
还有声音向他说话,
also there is a voice,
用他听得懂的话,
use the words that he could understand.
希伯来话,
use Hebrew words.
他说, 扫罗, 扫罗, 你为什么要逼迫我?
And the voice said, Saul, Saul, why did you persecute me?
你为什么要顶撞我?
Why do you against me?
他说你用脚踢刺是难的,
it is hard for you to kick against the goat.
因信称义,
justification by faith.
在保罗的经历里面, 罗马书第五章第一节, 他就告诉我们,
in Paul's experience in Chapter 5, verse 1,
他说, 因信称义, 我们就能够与神相合,
we can be reconciled with God by justification.
这个相合是指着联合, join.
This reconciliation means unite together.
拉丁文的意思是指着一个yoke,
that means a yoke, 一个鹅,
是一个牛轭,
that's a yoke for the ox.
在当时的时候是非常普遍的一件事情,
that was a very common thing.
农人耕田,
people plant.
老牛带小牛,
and that is an old ox.
不是说老牛, 懂得耕田的牛 跟不懂的耕田的小牛,
so that is the ox, they know how to plow, and
他用一个轭把它连在一起,
so those yoke connect ox together.
连在一起的时候是老这一个懂得的要带这一个不懂得,
so after they join together, the ox that they know how to plow, they lead the plowing.
这个不懂得的牛去想要走自己的路的时候。
When the ox, when those ox that didn't know how to plow, they want to go by his way.
他就受到管教。
And he, the ox was disciplined.
有一根带着刺的那个就打在他的身上。
That is a goat.
专有名词在圣经上叫做管教。
In the Bible's term is a discipline.
Discipline, yes. 感谢主，是管教。
Disciplined.
但是他反抗。
But he tried to against it.
他不顺服。
He was not obedient.
他不见得，他不但，他虽然在这样子的一个恶的联合的里面，他是有神的，不是说我们没无神论，他是有神的。他有神话语的，但是他不顺服。
He had God's word and
so
he was not obedient.
他就告诉我们说，主向他说，你用脚踢刺是难的。
So he tells us, the Lord said, it is hard for you to kick against the goats.
他学的是顺服的功课。
He learned to be obedient.
所以事后他告诉我们，在罗马书里告诉我们，他说世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Later in Romans, he told us, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of the God.
他知道他犯了一个错误。
He knew he made a mistake.
就是不顺服。
That is disobedience.
他发现了一件事。
He discovered one thing.
不是他不想要顺服。
Not he didn't want to obey.
是因为他里面有一个不顺服的心。
But it was in his heart that is there was disobey.
他说，你听到他自己讲。
You heard what he said.
我犯罪吗？
Did I sin?
我不觉得我有错。
I didn't feel I was wrong.
但是我也不能在神面前称义。
But I couldn't be justified.In the presence of God.
我们常常人在讲述这一个罪的时候，
When people talk about sins,
我们一下就讲到你犯什么错，他犯什么错，结果又说我没错，他有错，错不错。
Immediately we talk about what we did, how we sinned, and then we judge others to say who's right.
但是保罗的经历不单单是这样。
A positive experience was not only this.
他的经历的时候，他是讲到他不顺服。
But in his experience, he found out he was not obedient.
他违背了神。
He was against God.
他不像神。
He wasn't like God.
他缺了一样东西。
He missed one thing.
神的荣耀。
The glory of God.
神造人是按照神的形象造的。
God make people according to his image.
要有份于神的荣耀。
So the people can partake in his glory.
他说亏缺了神的荣耀。
However, we fall short of the glory of God.
通通都对。
So all seems right.
他少了人的荣耀，
But lack of glory.
少了神的自己，
The lack of God himself.
他发现罪的工价是死。
He discovered,
这个死的意思，
The penalty of
是发现他在远离神，
And the death means it's separated from God.
是跟神隔绝的，
It's separated from God.
他当然他知道他的肉体是死人的，犯罪的罪人也是要死的。
And find up his flesh, that's the old man, that sin should die.
可是就在这个时候，
But in this time,
他说神设立耶稣为挽回祭，借着他，凭着他的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。
And at this time, he find up that the law set an atonement by Jesus Christ. and through faith to reveal the God's righteousness.
因为他用忍耐的心啊, 在那里宽容人先时所犯的罪, 他的罪。
Because the law, because he did this to demonstrate his justice, because in his forbearance he had left the sin committed beforehand unpunished.
这个管教原来来自于神的宽容。
So such discipline comes from God's forbearance.
是要这个小不会耕田的牛能够耕得好。
So that the ox, which did not know how to plow, know how to plow.
神不是降灾祸的意念。
God does not have a mind to destroy.
他管教是出于要人能够归向他。
He disciplined people so that people would go back to him.
他说到这一个挽回祭的时候，他为的是什么呢？是为了要行今天要显明神的义。
When he talked about the atonement, he said it is to manifest God's righteousness.
使人知道他自己为义，也信耶稣的人为义。
So that they know Jesus Christ is righteous, and those who believe in him are justified by faith.
他说得很清楚。
He said it clearly.
他看到原来他是罪人而犯罪。
He discovered he was sinner, that's why he sinned.
所以他举这个例子，他说亚当跟基督。
So he gave an example about Adam and Jesus.
他说在神的眼光里有两个人而已。
He said, in the view of God, there's only two men.
原来我原来是在亚当的里面。
I was in Adam.
所以亚当因为犯罪成了罪人。
Adam was sinner because he sinned.
但是他今天在基督里面。
But today in Christ,
他就能够被洁净，被称为义。
He in Christ can be justified.
他说今天在亚当的里面， 亚当是因罪犯罪成罪人，结果在这个地不是DNA，这个叫做什么？这个生物的都知道哈，在亚当的生命里面生出来的人都是罪人。
In Adam, those born of Adam are sinners.
那怎么成义呢？
How can those be justified?
原来不是靠他行律法。
He discovered he was not by doing good deeds.
他原来只要信于基督，他就在基督里。
But by faith, by faith in Christ Jesus,
他就被称为义。
He then is in Christ, and he was justified by God.
因信称义。
And that's justification by faith.
我们讲过好多次，在我们刚刚得救的时候，有人就告我这个义怎么解释，解释了很多很多的这个。 结果有一次,
he said many times, especially when we are first saved, what is righteousness?
他说你会写那个义的字吗?
And then we explained it many times, and once asked, how do you write this righteousness, this word?
我讲的是繁体字，所以现在又很麻烦。
Talk about the Chinese characters in the old form.
在中国的字典词典里面啊，
in the Chinese dictionary,
义这个字是跟随羊的部位部首的，来找到这个义字的。
The righteousness, this Chinese word, is according to the lamb, this character.
羔羊跟我，
it's a lamb and me.
在基督里面的我，
it's the me in Christ.
就称义。
So that is righteousness.
离开了羔羊，
apart from the lamb,
就是只有我，
it's only me.
一切都是我，
everything is I.
都是自我，
it's all myself.
这个不要我们讲， 他说因为
you don't have to say that.
Yes, 因为这个我们都很清楚，
because we all know this.
但是神的心意， 是要借着信叫我们在羔羊的遮盖下。
But by God's way it is that we can be in under the Lamb by faith.
来称为义。
That we can be justified.
他说他比喻基督跟亚当跟基督的时候，他说啊，这个一个人的过犯众人都被定罪，但是因为照样一个人的义行，众人也都得生命了。
When we talk about the
五章十八节
okay. When they talk about the Adam and the Christ, it says consequently, just as the result of one trespass was condemnation for all men, so also the result of one act of righteousness was justification that brings life for all men.
照样，你看到没有？一个人是他的过犯，这另外一个就是义行。
So that is also.
什么叫做义行啊？
So what is righteousness?
他存心顺服，以致死于死，也死在十字架上。
He obeyed and even to death and died on the cross.
我们没有义行的哈。
We have no righteous act.
只有在耶稣里面，当他是存心顺服神，看到没有？一个不顺服，一个是顺服。
Only in Christ when he obey the law. So in Adam, that was disobedient.
因着他不顺服，所以他犯了罪。
Because he was disobedient, he sinned.
神要解决这个问题，他要用他自己的儿子存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上的义行，众众人就称义得生命。
And on the cross.That he humbled himself and became obedient to death, so that all the people by his obedience can be justified.
他说一个人的悖逆，众人都成为罪人。
Because one transgression and all become sinners.
下次你说人家说你罪人，你不要生气。
Next time someone said you are sinner, so don't be angry.
但是同样也一个人的顺从，众人也都成为义。
On the same way, that because one man's obedience and then all become justified.
他这个律法本来是外天的。
The law was apart.
叫过犯显多。
So that the sins are manifested.
可是你不要忘了。恩典在罪在哪里显多，恩典就在哪里显多。
However, where sin was increased, grace increased even more.
你今天拿罚单了吗？我是说那个吃 ticket 了吗？
Did you got a ticket today?
我不是要你吃 ticket, 是
I'm not wanting to get a ticket.
我不是降灾祸的意念。
I'm not to.
没有限速，你就没有错。
There's no speed limit, there is nothing wrong.
没有律法，你就不知道是罪。
If there is no law, you don't know what is sin.
警察放你走了。
If the police let you go,
过一个灯，他又叫你停下了。
Pass another light and then it will stop.
这个叫不断的犯罪。
That is to continue.Sin continues.
不是没有恩典，没有要求，要求还在那里。
It's not without requirement.
他让你走了。
He let you go.
你不知道悔改。
But if you do not repent,
你用脚踢刺。
If you kick against the goal,
很难啊。
It is hard.
刚刚有个说，当这个话可能是有点。谭弟兄怎么说？
Brother,
恶有恶报。哎呀，你都懂，好了，那就不讲了。
That's
时候没到。
It's not,
弟兄姊妹，千万不要把这个归在哪一个宗教或者信仰的里面。
Don't put this,
时间没有到，是神的宽容。 彼得有一个很宝贵的经历。
Don't put this to which religion. It is the time has not come yet. It is forbearance of the Lord.
Yeah, 他在彼得后书
Peter has a precious experience.
他告诉我们
In 2 Peter,
他说啊,
he said,
主看一日如千年, 千年如一日,
the Lord sees one day as a thousand years.
主的应许还没有成就,
the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise.
有人以为他是单言,
as some understand slowness.
他说其实不是单言,
he said, it is not.
乃是宽容你们,
but is the Lord is patient with you.
你听到保罗的观念是一样的, 对不对?
See, that's the same as
the Lord. 为什么? 他不要一个人沉沦, 要人人都能够悔改。
Why? Because the Lord not want anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance.
他就说, 主的日子要像贼一样来到。
The day of the Lord will come like a thief.
当然我拿警察来比喻, 实在有点不敬虔。
I used the figure.
你看那个躲在那里那样子。
It's not a... Not a
你都不知道他什么时候在哪里。
So he was hiding somewhere, so you don't know when the police will come.
可是那一天来到, 我讲主来到, 主的日子的时候, 那一天来到的时候,
the day of the Lord will come in,
有大声响。
He said big noise.
有形质的通通要废去。
And everything on earth will lay bare.
被烈火烧化。
And will be destroyed by fire.
都要烧尽。
So it will all be.
请听保罗, 彼得怎么说, 后面,
listen to how Peter said.
这一切既然都要如此消化, 他说你们为人该当怎样的圣洁, 怎样的敬虔, 切切仰望的神子来到。
So since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godless life.
他说我们照他的应许, 盼望新天新地啊, 但是有意居在其中。
So we look forward to the day of God and speed is coming. That day will become destruction.
你不要以为通通都烧掉。
But we look forward to the new heaven and the new earth, the home of righteousness.
在他来以前,
but before he comes,
他提醒我们,
he reminds them,
你为人当怎么样圣洁。
How we ought to live holy and godly life.
怎样圣洁, 怎样敬虔。
How to live holy and godly life.
你怎么样能够在这里等候, 好像, 因为这个字实在是有催促的意思哈, 就是说,
How we should wait,
盼望神的日子来到,
and also speed up and hoping the Lord's coming.
很严肃的。
It is very serious.
因为这件事情就是今天我们要交通从罗马书第六章到第八章里面成圣的路。
Because this is about the way of sanctification from Romans chapter 6 to 8.
不要忘记新天新地来的时候。
Don't forget when the new heaven and new earth comes.
到那一天,
on that day,
义还在其中。
Righteous is still there.
神今天叫我们称义, 要诚义, 要有义的行为。
Today, the Lord wants us to be justified and be sanctified and be live up this life.
神今天叫我们成圣, 是圣的。 你要知道, 我们一得救啊, 你叫什么? 当然叫基督徒, 对不对?
After you are saved, what do you call?
你叫圣徒呀。 你不要忘记你是圣徒,
but also saints.
但是你要成为圣。
But you also need to become holy.
今天你得安息。
Today, you have the rest.
但是你要能够享安息。
But you also need to enjoy the rest.
这是为什么要我们知道有一个很严肃的题目, 叫做成圣的路, 成圣。
That's why we have a serious thought on this about the sanctification.
因为罗马书第六章
Chapter 6 of Romans
是讲到成圣的一个秘诀。
It's talking about the secret of sanctification.
就是我们与基督同死。
That is how we die with Christ.
听不懂。
You say we don't understand.
真的很难懂。
It's true, it's hard to understand.
连彼得后书讲完，彼得讲完这句话以后。
After Peter said this,
他说他讲的话，我的主长久忍耐为得救的因由，就好像我们亲爱的弟兄保罗照着所赐给他的智慧写信给你。
That was in 2 Peter 3:15. It said, bearing in mind our Lord's.
一切的信，他一切的信上也都讲论这个事。
Just as our dear brother Paul also wrote you with the wisdom that God gave him.
信中有些难明白的。
He writes the same way in all his letters, speaking in them of this matter.
因为神要叫我们更新变化。
His letter contains something that
我们拿我们旧亚当里的字典呢、啊，找不到一些东西我们不认识的。
But the law wants us to change our heart.
你听不懂。
So something we don't understand.
可是当你有他的生命的时候
，But when you have his life，
你就懂的。
And you will understand.
什么叫做死？是带进活的里面。
What does it mean to die and to live？
从复活就认识知道了。复活的意思，真正的意思是再起来。
So what is the meaning of the resurrection? Is to raise
again. 你再起来，当然是死过的。
So to raise again means you already died.
不是很容易懂。
It's not that easy to understand.
所以我们要祷告。
That's why we need to pray.
我们的弟兄，我们第一组是福音组。
So our group is in a gospel group.
常常弟兄提醒我们。
Many times, brother, remind.
哎呀，你信了就懂了。
You believe and you understand.
我就是没懂，所以我没信。
And then they say, because I don't understand, that's why.
这是人的逻辑。
That's the logic.
人的逻辑，人犯罪，神你把罪拿掉就算了嘛。
Man's logic is if people's if man sin and then God take off the sin, that's it.
神没有把罪拿掉。
However, God didn't.Take the sin out.
神把罪人定死了，跟他一起定了。
But God crucified the sinner with him.
除非我们认识他的死、他的埋葬、他的复活。
Unless we know his death, his burial, and his resurrection.
虽然你真的听不懂。
Even though you truly don't understand.
所以彼得跟弟兄们讲，他说保罗的话你虽然听不懂，但是你不能乱解释。
So Peter said, I mean, even you may not understand Paul's word, but you couldn't explain it wrongly.
他说你传解释就自取沉沦了。
他说 if you do the other scripture is to their own destruction.
你就下去了。
And they will be
fallen. 那不是神的心意。
But that's not the heart of
神叫我们属天
，The law wants us to be heavenly，
要坐在是属天的
，But it belongs to the heaven。
感谢主，第六章教到成圣的秘诀
，Chapter 6 talk about the secret of sanctification。
你虽然知道了秘诀
，Even though you know the secret，
你虽然知道成圣的道理
，Even though you know。The knowledge of the sanctification.
可是我们同样有一个经历。
But we also have an experience.
立誓行善由得我，行出来由不得我。
That is, we have the experience that I'm willing to do good, but I couldn't do it.
他发现这条成圣的路上是有征战的。
He find up on the way of sanctification, there is war.
你记得当约书亚带了神的百姓到了迦南的门口的时候，有两个支派不要进去。
You know when Joshua led the Israelites upon the entering the Canaan, there's two tribes didn't want to enter.
这两个支派跑来跟摩西办个交涉。
These two tribes came to negotiate with Moses.
我们现在这个地啊, 蛮好的, 不需要进到迦南里面, 向神应许我们进到那迦南地, 所谓牛奶与蜜, 牛奶与蜜之地。
The land we have now, it is pretty good. We didn't need to go to the land that full of milk and honey.
刚刚弟兄跟我们讲, 那个是预表基督的丰富的。
The brother reminded me, this is typified for the fullness of Christ.
你要进到基督里去。
So you need to enter into Christ.
可是进到迦南地要有征战的。
But to enter into the Canaan, you need to fighting war.
成圣的路上有征战的。
So the way of sanctification has this fighting.
因为他发现里面有一个在新旧的人在征战。
Because he discovered inside him there is a war between the new and the old.
他里面有一个新的生命。
There is a new life in him.
但是那个老旧的生命也在里头。
But there is also an old self was there.
现在要有征战。
So that is a war.
他说, 人种的是什么, 你收的就是什么。
He said, what you reap, what you plant, and what you will reap.
你随着情欲撒种, 你就收败坏。
If you sow according to your lust, and you will reap corruption.
你随着圣灵撒种, 你就收永生。
If you sow according to the Holy Spirit, you will reap eternal life.
有征战。
That is a war.
要我们知道有一件很重要的事情。
So we know that is an important thing.
这是保罗的经历, 他告诉我们。
The experience of the Lord, and he told us.
如果用诗篇的话来说,
using the word of Psalms,
不是按照才能,
not according to power,
不是按照势力, 我是翻译他的话, 但是也不按照,
not according to might, not according to power,
right. 但是是按照神的灵, 耶和华的灵, 方能成事。
But according to the spirit of God,
还是一个顺服的功课,
accomplished.
用脚七次,
still the same of the lesson of obedience.
用脚七次是难的。
To kick against the goal, it is hard.
第七章告诉我们这个。
Chapter 7 tells us this.
到了第八章, 才讲到, 借着基督的灵,
and in chapter 8, it tells us according to the Holy Spirit.
那个生命圣灵的律叫我们在基督里可以释放我们, 可以叫我们得自由。
The law of the Spirit of life set us free.
叫我们像神, 磨成神儿子的样子。
So that we will be like him and we will be conformed.
是因着像他, 所以你有了香气。
Because of your liking and then you have the fragrance.
不然你学耶稣基督打水给门徒洗脚。
Otherwise, if you learn Jesus to get the water to wash,
那个水不是太烫就是太冷。
To the people's feet, your water can be too hot or too cold.
我常常把自己的快乐建在别人的痛苦上。
I often build my own pressure upon the sorrow of the others.
人的自义, 不能成就神的意义。
Man's self-righteous couldn't accomplish the God's righteousness.
我们唱诗歌 421首的前四节, 好不好?
Let's sing him 421, the first four verses. We need the revelation of the law.
它是奥秘,
it's a mystery.
但是不是秘密,
but it's not a secret.
秘密我们就不知道,
if it's a secret, we couldn't know.
但是奥秘需要开启,
but it's a mystery, need to be opened.
需要圣灵的开启,
need to be revealed.
因为他巴不得我们知道他,
because he really wants us to know.
我们需要祷告,
we need to pray.
要我们明白这个奥秘,
so that we understand
与他同死的道理,
that is that we die with him.
保罗就用一个例子,
Paul used one example,
受洗,
used the baptism.
我们今天没有交通受洗, 但是我知道好几位弟兄姊妹愿意受洗。
Today we don't have the ceremony of baptism, but we know that several brothers and sisters are willing.
因为冯牧师去领 Tony弟兄母亲的葬礼,
because Pastor Fong went to do the burial.
今天是他的，他应该他出口的。
For Brother Tony, today suppose he would give.
你们拿的那个 bulletin 是他的讲义。
What you have on the bulletin is his message, his outline of message.
他打电话给我。
But he called me.
我说我祷告。
I said I would pray.
他又打电话给我。
And he called me again.
我告诉好几位弟兄姊妹要受浸，来今天听受浸的道理。
Tell several brothers and sisters today that you listen to the baptism.
很紧张的。
Of the
很压力很大。
I was nervous and I was brave.
我看到保罗的经历。
And I saw the experience of the Paul.
你不过是个活祭。
You are but a living sacrifice.
你是我的奴仆。
You are my servant.
是为了成就他的旨意。
But to accomplish what the Lord will.
我就跟弟兄们领会的翻译的弟兄一起。
So we all together.
盼望神在这里能够借着今天的诗歌，借着我们在这里的交通。 能够明白这个道理。
May the Lord through this hymn and today's sharing that we can understand this truth.
保罗用受浸, 因为他觉得你们都经历过了。
Paul used the baptism.
因为罗马书是写的对象是谁？
Because we have all experienced and
第一章七七节他就告诉我们。
And is to the people.
我亲爱的是你们蒙神所爱, 又愿意蒙奉召做成圣的众人。
But in the first chapter, Paul tells us this is to all those who are called to the Lord and who are all sanctified.
有许多的人，他都已经信了，也接受了主了，也受过洗了。
Many have already believed the Lord and have experienced the Lord and have baptism.
保罗就用他们懂得的话、受浸的经历来跟他们解释同死的道理。
And Paul used the experience of the baptism to explain this dying with Jesus, this experience.
刚刚弟兄已经带我们念过罗马书了。
So, brother, I already told us to read chapter 6 of Romans.
所以他说这一件事情是一个 identification.
So he said here that is an identification, 同时。
什么叫做 identification?
What is 同时？
我到机场跟他见面，他说
I go to meet him in the airport.
他没有回答我，我说你这个同这个 identification 怎么解释？
So I asked how to explain identification.
我真的在学习弟兄姊妹，我这个我觉得实在是很不配。
I feel I'm not.
但是求主说自己的话。
May the Lord use his own word.
他就说他没有回答我。
He didn't answer me.
当然我们有些其他的交通。
But we have other sharing.
他就说保罗是经历过的人说话。
He said, Paul is the person that experienced this.
我就想到保罗在腓立比书所说的话。
And remember that Paul said in Philippians,
他叫我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能。
He said that let me to know Christ and know his resurrection, the power of his resurrection.
叫我能够与他效法他的死，也许我能就能够与他一同的复活。
So I can conform to his death, so that I might resurrect with him.
他曾经说过。
He said,
一个瓦器
there was earthy vessel,
土制的器皿
made by soil.
我就想到，哎呀，你要把这个土制的器皿一鉴定，它是个宝物，它是出土的宝物。原来它里面装了有一个宝贝。
So I find out it's an earthly vessel. If we find it as a precious, it was because inside of it there is a precious.
它经过一个 identify.
He experienced this 同时 identify.
它经过一个鉴定。
It's through a
他鉴定过以后发现这一个东西这个瓦器是就跟2000年前以前一样已经证明有一个文献说那里有一个宝贝叫做耶稣基督他已经死埋葬复活他把生命给了人
He identified that inside of the earthly vessel, there is a pressure that the same as the 2,000 years ago, that was the Christ, that was the pressure inside.
你有神的生命在灵里面。
So you have the life of the God.
徐姊妹，你有神的生命在你的里面。
And your sister, you have also have the life of Christ.
所有愿意受浸的那一个感觉，那个接受主的。你有神的生命在你的里面。
All who have the feeling that you are willing to baptize,
这个生命是从圣灵生的。
Of the Lord in you, and that life
是神生的。
Is from the Holy Spirit, is of God, is born of God.
这是一个认同。
And that is an identification.
冯牧师就告诉我
，Pastor Feng told me,
他说主曾经说过。
He said, the Lord said,
就是给我们生命的那一位。
That's the one that gave us life.
我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
I know my sheep, and my sheep knows me.
这是一个新的生命。
This is a new life.
他说这个生命就像他从死里复活一样。
This new life is the same as him who raised from death.
他怎么起来？
How he was raised?
保罗是这个经历。
Paul has this experience.
他亚拿尼亚按手在他身上，他眼睛开了，他就自然的就受了洗。
And brother Ananias, when he put his hand on the head of Paul, and his eye opened, and he was baptized.
他今天告诉我们。
Today he
主死向罪而死了。
But that is dead to the sin.
活是向神活着。
But live is live unto God.
我们的同死跟主的死是一样的。
So how we identify?
因为他
is the same as the death of the.
因为他死了。
Because he died.
我的罪也跟他死了。
So my sin was died with him.
我从水里起来的时候，我活了，就像他从死里复活一样。
When I raise from the water, I alive, just like him who raised from the dead.
但是我们会怀疑，会问呢。
But we could doubt.
所有蒙恩得救人都会问呢。
So all who are saved can ask.
受过洗的你犯不犯错
？So all who are baptized can ask. Did we?
我们还是犯错误、啊
so、
我是指神的标准来讲的
and sin,
我们还是悖逆
standard,
但是我们可以有权利不犯错误现在
But we have the power not to sin.
因为我们的确有一个征战
Indeed, we have a war.
这个老旧人呢、啊，亚当的天性啊 ，DNA 还在我们的里面。
Indeed, the nature of sin is still within us.
这个东西啊，拉着我们去犯罪。
This drag us to sin.
结果，但是保罗给我们讲他的经历有一条路。
But Paul tells us his experience and that.
是借受浸表示的
and that way is through the baptism.
他说叫我们这个罪身灭绝
so that our body of sin can be destroyed.
不是 destroy
not destroy
是叫他下岗
to make it unemployed
失业
That is unemployed.
在那里却不发生作用。
He is still there, but he won't function.
但是你千万不要把菜丢在地上，然后叫下岗人去捡。
But don't put the vegetable there and then so that.
又叫他们上岗。
So that I mean they.
结果呢？那个菜市场里就臭气冲天。
So that I mean all the.
你听懂姊妹的见证了吗
？All the I mean the smelly things in the market.
罪身灭绝叫我们这个犯罪的老旧的天性能够不发生作用
so that the body of sin to be unemployed so that it's not function
我不知道保罗是不是学生物化学生物的
I don't know whether Paul is a biologist
我觉得用简单的话讲他发现他里面有一个免疫系统
they find out that is an immune system in him
可以叫他罪不发作
So that the sin will not be a function.
这个是受浸。
That is baptism.
同时在这里有一个表态。
Also, that is a declaration.
是把自己献上。
Is to declare you offer himself.
因为你已经有称义的地位。
Because you already have a justification.
因为你我已经有圣洁的地位。
You already have a holy position.
但是这里你把自己献在哪一个位置上呢？
But now, which one you dedicate yourself to?
我们要把我们放在一个对的位置。
We should dedicate ourselves to the right position.
对, 英文字就叫做 right. Right?
That's the right.
结果人就很麻烦了, 左请右请,
the people are
靠左走, 靠右走。
The people are coming to jack you to the left or to the right.
一下把神的心意就扯远了。
So that if you are
这是正路, 你们要行在其上。
So it drag us away from the right way.
有人认为说这么复杂, 是这个得救信就完了吗? 还是?
Many say if you just believe, but how come this become complicated?
神的救恩一点都不复杂。
But God's salvation is not complicated.
从头到尾就是一条路。
From the beginning to the end, there's only one
他说,
way.
只有基督跟他的十字架。
There's only one way, that's Christ and Him crucified.
复杂的是要得救恩的这个人太复杂。
The complicated thing is the man who wants to have get salvation.
我们就missed the point.
And then we missed the point.
我们, mark, 就是罪, 就是失去靶心。
Oh, yeah. 我们就, missed the point. Mark.
求神怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
要受浸的弟兄姊妹, 巴不得你快快地去受浸。
And those who are willing to baptize, may you baptize it as soon as possible.
因为这是一个得胜的路。
Because it's the way of victory.
这是一个成圣的路。
And it's the way of sanctification.
这是一个把我们带到神的恩典里面, 而能够靠着他夸胜的道路。
And it's the way to lead us to the grace of the law that we can boast of the victory.
巴不得我们不要从水里起来以后，除了你知道全身是湿的以外，或者呛了水以外，你不知道它的意思。
May you not get up of the water and not knowing the meaning of the baptism.
非常大的意思。
It's such a great meaning for that.
但是不要忘记了。
But don't forget.
那天受浸是开始。
The day of baptism is only the beginning.
路还是要走。
Still a way to walk.
还是那条十字架的路。
And still the same way of the cross.
同死同埋一同复活的。
Same, die together, burial together, and raised together.
我事先跟冯牧师讲, 我说, 你的这个信息, 很丰富。
I told Pastor Fong, I mean, the message is
我说我只讲到一半到第十四节。
I can only speak half of it.
我相信神会愿意借着弟兄们在这里继续分享成圣的道路。
I believe the Lord is willing to have more message on this about sanctification.
对不起我超过一点时间愿神祝福他的话。
I'm sorry I take some more time. May the Lord bless His word.
Thank you for giving us the message.